In a sense, it was obvious. Perhaps that's why we called it here at The Takeaway. Florida was going to be a very big primary if there wasn't a definitive result out of the first three contests, Iowa, New Hampshire, and then South Carolina. And Newt Gingrich, after his big victory on Saturday, is certainly living large.
At 68, I think I'm the person best prepared to know how to get this country back on the right track. And I'm the person who's tough enough to take every single hit and keep coming. And I'll do the same thing as president.
Newt Gingrich, is he now the front runner? And what does it mean for a contest between Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney, and of course, Rick Santorum and Ron Paul down in Florida? Joining us now is Kellyanne Conway, senior advisor to Newt Gingrich. Good morning, Kellyanne.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, you're candid. First of all, congratulations.
Well, thank you. It's been a roller coaster, and it's been a great deal of fun to take the case right to the voters.
Yeah, and I guess you're gonna get a lot of time to nap and just sort of relax before Florida, right?
Yeah, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Okay, let's talk a little bit. Just a couple of questions for you before we go and let you get back to the campaign. But your candidate, Newt Gingrich, talked a lot about the synergy and the sort of connections between Georgia, where he was the 6th district congressman, and South Carolina, and that would help him in South Carolina. There aren't the same kind of connections between his Georgia politics and Florida. What are your challenges?
Well, actually, Georgia borders both South Carolina and Florida, but, you know, he's a nationally known figure, so it probably helped to establish him as the front runner in the South going forward. But if you look at the results in South Carolina, it was a true sweep, demographically, geographically. We, a week out, we're not looking to get the delegates in all 7 congressional districts. That was something that was fought hard closer in. But I think if you look at the demography of the election, that's something that we'd like to replicate across Florida. So those who call themselves very conservative, those who align themselves with the Tea Party, those who want experience in Washington, not just experience in business, those who were married, women, they all favored Newt. The constituencies that Romney was able to claim in South Carolina were the groups making over $200,000 and self-identified moderates. Even if Romney has a lock on groups like that, there just literally aren't enough of them in Florida or in most other early primary and caucus states for him to eke out a victory like that.
Okay.
We think this is mainly a two-person race, and we just appreciate the fact that we were able to break the back of so-called electability. If I heard the word electability or the 3 stupid words, he can win about Mitt Romney one more time, it was just unbelievable. We knew we had to break the back of electability.
Right. Well, it may not be quite broken yet. You'll probably hear a little more about it. There's a debate tonight, Kellyanne Conway, and I'm wondering if, based on the free media boost that Newt Gingrich got in those debates and the financial disadvantage going into Florida that you have in fundraising with Mitt Romney, do you want to pay the moderator of tonight's debate to ask a question right off the bat about his ex-wife?
No, I
sure about that?
Moderator to do that. I don't think that will ever happen again. I don't think that will ever happen again. And look, it's not that he gets free media, and even Newt said the other night, it's not that he's a great debater, it's that he reflects a lot of what people are saying. Let me say this about money. There's no question that Mitt Romney's campaign has advantages in money and on-the-ground organization, but they spent $4.7 million on media, on ads, mainly to attack Newt in South Carolina, and came out of that with 0 delegates. That's a $4.7 million and 0 delegates. So you could do the math. We like the fact that we raised $1 million in 8 hours last after Newt won. We had 4,000 people jamming the system at one time at one point while he was speaking. And we look at this as a dogfight. It's a competitive race. We feel like a speedboat up against the QE2.
No, that's good math. Thanks for the math lesson. That's Kellyanne Conway, senior advisor to Newt Gingrich. On to Florida she goes. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. Great day to you.
All right. Anna Sale joins us now, political reporter for It's a Free Country, the political website for our partner WNYC. She was down in South Carolina over the weekend, is back here. On your way to Florida, I presume?
On my way to Florida.
All right. First of all, let's listen to the tone of a humbled, I think, Mitt Romney, but still focused very much on President Barack Obama.
In recent weeks, the choice within our party has also come into stark focus. President Obama has no experience running a business and no experience running a state. Our party can't be led to victory by someone who also has never run a business and never run a state.
So, Anna Sale, how caught in the headlights did the Romney campaign seem in South Carolina, and how do they put a positive spin on this, even given the tax return issue that I guess comes down on Tuesday? He's going to release those tax returns as we go into Florida.
He's releasing those tax returns on Tuesday. Obviously, this has been a problem. Mitt Romney had a bad week, just independent of Newt Gingrich in South Carolina. We're talking about his tax returns, the Bain issue that continues to his experience at Bain Capital, and then also, you know, his mention about not earning not very much when it's hundreds of thousands of dollars on the speaking circuit. He seemed out of touch. And so I think you hear him there saying the contrast within the party, trying to, you know, focusing back on Newt Gingrich. It's getting dirty. You heard Kelly and Conway call it a dogfight. That's what it is. Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich going right at each other over the weekend.
Is it out of touch, or is it that Mitt Romney is just not as skilled a campaigner as Gingrich seems to be? He's got speaking fees. He's got all kinds of money problems, and he's got the whole big personal life
issue. Well, there are a lot of issues in South Carolina, but that's what I felt on the ground was just Newt Gingrich's ability to connect with a real visceral sort of anger about getting Obama out of the White House. Mitt Romney did not have that same connection. I think that's what you saw in those debates.
Let's talk about demographics in Florida. There's a debate tonight. We'll see how Newt Gingrich does. We'll see how Romney responds. But the geography there that Kellyanne Conway suggested, I want to take issue with what she said. Yes, okay, Georgia does border Florida, but it only borders the Florida panhandle, politically speaking. As you get into mid and south Florida, those constituencies don't necessarily have the same natural favorability rating for Newt Gingrich. What are his challenges?
Right. Well, Florida is southern and not southern. Florida is white and also not as white as South Carolina. And it's also urban. Mitt Romney actually edged Newt Gingrich among urban voters in South Carolina, and there are more of those in Florida. But, you know, Florida is it's all about money. It's all about getting on air. So it's all about campaign organization. So that's the challenge for Newt Gingrich. Aside from these debates, what's the campaign going to look like in Florida for him?
Can you win debates alone in a state like Florida without being able to get around?
Well, that's what he did in South Carolina. I mean, Newt Gingrich has had sort of organizational disadvantages throughout, and that was quite an impressive win in South Carolina. Kellyanne Conway was right. Among men and women, among Tea Party supporters, among people who said they both liked and didn't like South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who supported Mitt Romney.
Right, who's in trouble now because of her Tea Party connection. She certainly couldn't deliver on that. Anna Sale, must win for Mitt Romney, Florida?
You know, it's been a wild ride so far, but certainly I would say so. It's a big contest for Mitt Romney.
That concludes the Anna Sale on the spot moment here on The Takeaway on Monday morning. Anna, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Reporter for It's a Free Country, WNYC's political website, all about politics in Florida.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.